Medicaid in Arizona covers anyone whose income is less than 138% of the federal poverty level, close to $27,000 a year for a family of three. Washington pays most of the costs, much of that through the new Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Andy Tobin said there are signs those federal dollars might dry up.
We're nervous about what the federal dollars are going to be coming into our state. If we don't have the ability to ask for some options that can help us, it's for down the road, obviously. It's not for, you know, tomorrow, but to ask for some options down the road, Arizona's system couldn't in and of itself be a problem.
So he wants to ask permission to add conditions like a requirement that recipients work, be looking for a job, or in training. But the biggest was that 5-year lifetime cap. But when it was pointed out that people could be working full-time and still earn less than the income cap, Tobin agreed to back off a bit, saying they should keep their benefits. That still didn't convince Democrats, including Representative Juan Mendez, to support the plan.
This legislation is a slap in the face to the reality of how basic health care serves to deter poverty. This legislation demonizes the poor while it is the job economy that refuses to hire new employees, while corporations are banking huge profits overseas.
The bill now goes to the Senate. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.